Blackstone Audio presents The House of the Vestals, The Investigations of Gordianus the Finder by Stephen Saylor. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. To three women of mystery whose inspiration helped create these stories, Janet Hutchings, Hildegard Withers, and, in memoriam, Lillian de la Torre. One of them, at least, is a fictional character, the which I am not quite sure. Foreword. Gordianus the Finder, detective of ancient Rome, was introduced in Roman Blood, the first in a series of novels that have come to be called collectively Roma Sub Rosa. Roman Blood was set in 80 BC, during the aftermath of a bloody civil war that left the dictator Sulla temporarily in command of the Roman Republic. The story recounts the trial in which the young orator Cicero first made his mark in the Roman courts, defending a man accused of parricide. It was Gordianus, a man of 30 with a peculiar pedigree for digging up dirt, whom Cicero called upon to help him uncover the truth. The next novel in the series, Arms of Nemesis, was set during the chaos of the Spartacus slave revolt in 72 BC. Thus, between Roman Blood and Arms of Nemesis, there was an 8-year gap in Gordianus's career. Curious readers have asked what was Gordianus up to during those intervening, missing 8 years. The answer, or at least parts of the answer, will be found in this book. Chronologically, it should be placed second in the series. It collects 9 investigations of Gordianus the Finder between the years 80 and 72 BC. After Roman Blood...